Kathy Belfield is with me via phone at the station. Kathy, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Oh, sure.
And I had mentioned that Jan Swanson, Jan and Dennis Swanson have been reading our memorials on KTWH for several years now. Jan was going to be here with us this morning, but had an unexpected conflict, so she's not here, but she made a statement that I'm just going to read here, but I'll prelude it by just saying that, yeah, when it was, but we at KTWH, including Chris, who is Kathy's husband, I'll just disclaim that right now, and a few others and I got together and just thought that one thing we could do, especially without a newspaper in Two Harbors, was to really honor those who have passed on by reading their obituaries on the radio. And Jan and Dennis Swanson agreed to do this and did it for several years, including their own little musical addendum at the end, and it's been really wonderful. Jan says, and I quote from her, "It was an incredibly fulfilling experience for us, and we will be remembered as the highlight of 2020. We want to thank KTWH for all their help and support, and we give all our best wishes to Kathy and Chris. They will make a great team." And that is from Dennis and Jan. So, Kathy,
oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, you have a warm blessings embarking on this project. And I also want to thank you for taking it on. And I think it'd be fun just to talk a little bit about why we do obituaries and why you have gotten yourself involved in this.
Sure. I was thrilled when Jan took over the doing the obituaries. And I just loved the little music at the end. And, you know, the two of them did
yes.
such a nice job.
I
enjoyed listening. Yes, I enjoyed listening. You know, and it's weird to say that you enjoy listening to obituaries, but it's just such a nice way to honor those who have passed. And
it is. You know, I didn't used to ever read obituaries. Maybe it's age, but I just have become really interested in it. And I find listening is even better than reading because you just kind of get into this much more sort of meditative state and just really can appreciate, I don't know, these people that have come and are now somewhere else. I don't know. I think it's a wonderful antidote to a lot of the stress of our era or something.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know. I think we live such hectic lives, and it's nice to sit back and listen to what other people have done with their lives. And it's kind of a moment of contemplation. It's, you know, this
yes.
is what great things some of these people did. And, you know, maybe it just gives you a little reflection on your own life when you read someone's obituary.
Yes, I think so, too. I have begun to notice some, you know, patterns. Obviously, many people dying are elderly, not all of them, but lots of veterans are dying and lots of people with very long marriages. And I've noticed those things and appreciated them.
Yeah, and it's kind of a look into bygone eras when you read about families that have been started in the 50s and the 60s and people who have. Last night I was reading through, and there was a gentleman who was in World War II and a gentleman who was in the Vietnam era, and it just makes you think of the history that the people in our area are taking part in just through their lives.
Yeah. I'll take this moment too to highlight another project happening on the North Shore, the Oral History Project, the Minnesota Historical Society, in conjunction with Lake County Historical Society and Community Partners, has been interviewing lifelong residents of the North Shore for several months now. And we're particularly looking for younger interviewers and having an intergenerational aspect of this. So we've reached out to churches to see if there are youth in churches that might interview some elderly people in their congregation or families as well, just if anyone wants to interview their grandparent or great-grandparent. And I know these are being archived with the Minnesota Historical Society, and it's just kind of another way of honoring the past and also making sure it doesn't all get lost. So I am just kind of adding that in to say if any listeners say, oh, I know somebody who has some really good stories about Two Harbors in the 50s or 60s, and to please contact myself, Karti Gordon, at 218-290-5975, or to contact community partners who are also key in this project. But Kathy, back to you. Do you want to share with us your history on the North Shore? I know you're not a lifelong resident, but you've been here for a few years now, and I think you've been pretty involved in your time here. Do you want to just sum up for us who you are a little bit?
Well, I was born and grew up in Bloomington, and my family came up here on a regular basis when I was a child. We camped at Gooseberry, and my parents would haul all five of us kids in the station wagon, and we would just go up and down the shore. We did the circle tour. And you know, and then later on, when in my adulthood, I came up here alone when I was in my 20s. And when I was just starting out as in my job, I was working as a nurse, and I would take my 8-day vacation every month up here. And so when it came time to you know, move on and get married and everything, Chris and I came up here for our honeymoon. And we decided on the way back from the honeymoon, you know, we should really move up here when we retire. And that's exactly what we did. So we both retired at the end of May of 2018, and we moved up here Memorial Day of that week.
Wow.
Or that, yeah, that year. So it was very quick. And I've just loved living up here. I have to tell you, I should have done it. I was thinking about doing it when I was in my 20s, and I should have done it. But at least I got here.
You did. You got here. And I think we're just all the lucky ones, because I know when I first moved to Two Harbors, living just two blocks from Lake Superior, I really felt like I needed to pinch myself. Like, do I really live here? And I actually grew up in Philadelphia area and would look at the Great Lakes and Lake Superior and just think, wow, that North Shore of Lake Superior, like, that would be a place to live. I wonder who gets to live there. And lo and behold, here I am too. So that's just one of the many blessings of being here. And yeah, I know you guys have been here for just a few years now, and Chris is super active in our community, and I suspect you are finding things to do as well.
Yes, in addition to the reading the obituaries, I've started doing some fundraising for a couple of the nonprofits in town, including KTWH.
Nice.
And yeah, I want to be able to support the area and things that are going on up here, because I'm retired. I have the time, and I have the ability, and I just love to meet people, learn things, and try to contribute.
And you are. Thank you so much, Kathy. I think that wraps up what I was hoping to talk about with the obituaries, but I hope people remember to tune into those on Friday mornings between usually right around 7:45 a.m. And Kathy will be the reader for those for now. And so I look forward to hearing you on the radio every Friday morning, Kathy.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too. You take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
That was Kathy Belfield. She is a North Shore resident and reader of the obituaries.